From Washington, I'm Dave DeForest. This is VOA News. A pro-Russian separatist leader in eastern Ukraine has announced a general mobilization with the aim of bolstering separatist armed forces to as many as 100,000 fighters. Alexander Zakharchenko, who is leader of the self-declared Donetsk People's Republic, was quoted by a separatist news agency today as saying the enemy, meaning the Ukrainian government, is increasing its forces in the southern part of the Donetsk region, in his words, likely for an attack. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Germany will not provide weapons to Ukraine. But a leading newspaper in the U.S. says the U.S. government is reconsidering its current policy of providing only defensive weapons to that country. U.S. President Barack Obama sent a $4 trillion spending proposal to Congress. It calls for higher taxes on the wealthy, an end to mandated spending cuts, and more money to help the middle class. The Democratic president acknowledged today that many of his proposals will face opposition from Republicans in Congress. With the U.S. economy improving, Mr. Obama is calling for a one-time 14% tax on overseas corporate profits. Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gresta says it was a relief to be freed from an Egyptian prison. In an interview with Al Jazeera today, Gresta said his release is a massive step forward for Egypt, but expressed concern about journalists still in jail.
Amidst all of this relief, I still feel a sense of concern, a real sense of worry, because if it's appropriate for me, if it's right for me to be free, then it's right for all of them to be free.
Egypt deported Gresta back to his home in Australia Sunday, releasing him from a year's imprisonment after a conviction for allegedly aiding the banned Muslim Brotherhood. This is VOA News. A bomb exploded today outside a stadium in northern Nigeria. It came just minutes after President Goodluck Jonathan left a campaign rally at the site. There was no claim of responsibility for the blast in Gombe. Meanwhile, workers collected bodies in the city of Maiduguri today, a day after the Nigerian army repelled an attempt by Boko Haram militants to take control of the city. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir and rebel commander Riek Machar have signed an agreement committing the two sides to ending a conflict that has devastated the country. The ceasefire agreement was signed today at talks in Addis Ababa with the help of mediators from an East African bloc. None of the parties revealed any details of the accord. A large-scale trial of two potential Ebola vaccines has begun in Liberia. It's part of an effort to prevent a repeat of the recent epidemic in Africa. Members of Afghanistan's partially formed cabinet have started work 4 months after the National Unity Government took office. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Eight ministers and the country's spy chief are among the first members of the Afghan cabinet to have taken office after clearing a nomination process that suffered repeated delays. The men were part of the list of 19 cabinet nominees jointly presented by President Ashraf Ghani and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah for parliamentary endorsement last week. The remaining 10 did not win confidence of majority of Afghan lawmakers. Three key ministers were approved: Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani, Interior Minister Nurul Haq Ulumi, and Finance Minister Iqlal Hakimi. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Iraqi Kurdish forces say they have found the grave of about 25 members of the Yazidi minority believed killed by Islamic State militants. Officials said Peshmerga Kurdish forces found the gravesite Sunday. The White House says U.S. President Barack Obama will host German Chancellor Angela Merkel next Monday at the White House. It says the two plan to meet in the Oval Office and then have a working lunch to discuss a wide range of topics, including Ukraine, the fight against terrorism and the Islamic State, as well as the situations in Afghanistan and Iran. Greek leaders are striking a more conciliatory tone on debt talks with European partners. Speaking today after talks in Cyprus, Greece's prime minister said he is committed to negotiations with European partners, and he ruled out turning to Russia for aid. The man once seen as a potential challenger to former French President Nicolas Sarkozy goes on trial today in France. He's charged with aggravated pimping. Dominic Strauss-Kahn was once the world's top economist and head of the International Monetary Fund. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.